This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I look at the captain's mouth when we're doing it to make sure that I'm kind of on the same cadence as him.
Yeah, if I do the, if I mouth the and but no sound comes out, do you start saying and anyway?
Probably I would.
Okay.
So don't do that.
That's how I got through choir.
Or do you do that? I said duty. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, because, well, this is a live call-in radio show, is 603-283-6160. There are some folks attempting to do some chatting. I haven't read any of it, but
pick up the phone.
Call, right? Or a call-in show. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
This is Free Talk Live. We've got more about this declassified 911 truth report on the way. We have been talking about these Seattle teachers who are on strike. Some 50,000 students, as they say, are they're being left out in the cold. It's like, no, they're not. That's like the normal state of childhood isn't necessarily to, you know, be thrown into an institution run by governments. It's like, oh, they're being returned to their natural habitat, which is with their parents.
Well, the parents don't like that.
Well, yeah. If they're working, yeah, I mean, I understand that the government has put them in a position to where, like, you actually now need to do two jobs in a place like Seattle in order to get by as a family.
It's also a little insidious on, you know, I'm going to say the state, but I know it's all the state.
Yeah.
Like, whoever the teachers are negotiating against.
Yeah.
To, like, throw out the, it's for the kids.
Right.
Like, you should get paid way less for the kids. Right?
Right, yeah.
Like, if you really cared about their education, you would work for $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
Because you care that much. It's like, well,
that's not really how it works.
Right. But that's how they portray it, though. Right? Oh, you go on strike, you know, not to get what's fair or what's owed to you or what you believe you deserve for pay. Yeah. Right? That's why you collectively bargain and join the unions to begin with. So you get a little bit of bump in that to offset the union dues. And then they come back and like, well, you don't really care about the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe I don't. It could just be a job, and I want to get paid what I believe I'm worth for it.
Well, and of course, where does the money to pay teacher salaries come from?
Yeah, we can have that discussion.
Well, taxation.
Taxation.
And, yeah. and?
Theft.
Well, I mean, there's... In order to, for politicians to be able to say that they did not raise taxes, but yet gave teachers more money, they will do things like start another lottery program, which could be construed as a tax, depending on how you want to look at it, because...
That's voluntary.
Yeah. It's probably the least insidious way to raise money.
It's more voluntary than, well, straight-up taxation, yeah, for sure.
But I don't have to participate in the lottery.
That's true. That's true.
So if government funding was only lottery-based,
yeah,
we would all be far better off.
By a long shot. That's a great idea.
I was just about to say, that is a great idea.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Abolish taxation, and if government needs funding, they can just do more.
Mega Millions!
Yeah.
Well, I think our work here is done. We have more show to do. We're only an hour one of five.
Or something like that.
Or two,
who knows?
Four, or three of seven?
The problem, you get,
seven of nine?
You get so caught up doing Beard Talk Live that you're so used to like a six-hour broadcast now.
Yeah, getting all crazy over there.
It's the transition from Free Talk Live into Beard Talk Live is pretty natural because I'm like, oh, the filter's off, and I can cuss, and I can say words that I can't say during this particular broadcast that we're on right now. But the transition back, like, yes, I got to go home and get some sleep and, you know, do my whatever I do on Sundays, and then, you know, I went and got some dinner or whatever, and then I came here. And so it's okay, but... I have to have it on the top of my mind that I'm no longer doing the Beard Talk Live because I'm in the same chair, I'm in the same microphone, you know, all that kind of thing. We're we're going to do something crazy, and we're going to go to an unscreened caller. I believe I know who it is.
This is some Beer Talk Live stuff.
I believe I know who it is. Yeah, unscreened caller.
Risky.
You're on the air.
Huh?
It's Jill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, you're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, I was going into the other room getting my dessert ready.
Because you didn't screen her. What do you, to be screened.
What are you having? What kind of dessert?
What I think is this. I remember there was some little controversy around here the other year whether teachers should be allowed to go on strike or not. And I said, I thought that when they allowed the school children to go on strike, maybe then I would be willing to let the teachers go on strike. Till then, forget it.
That's an interesting perspective.
I think everyone should be allowed to go on strike. I don't know why, if you're going to have security services or fire services or emergency services, right? That job should be voluntary as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And it is kind of crazy.
It's voluntary. I mean, you don't have to go and take that job in the first place.
You don't.
Right.
But when it's time to negotiate my pay because of inflation or cost of living increases, right, and the company goes like, well, you're not allowed. We don't have to pay you more, and you're not allowed to quit, right, or demonstrate in some way to get a bump in pay for, what again, cost of living or whatever. That also seems unfair.
Well, and it also is unfair that kids are essentially forced to go to school.
Yeah.
If they
yeah.
don't go to school, the school will call DCF on their parents.
Yep.
They get put into foster care for not going to school. I mean, I heard stories during the pandemic when everything was online, a lot of kids were falling behind.
Yep.
That's difficult for young kids.
To be fair, teachers don't really get 3 months off per year. They have to do certain work before the school year actually starts.
That's true.
Sure.
And summer school gets taught some places, so not everyone gets the full benefit.
Well, and I'm sure they got paid extra for that, though.
Maybe.
Well, maybe they did.
It might be in the contract that you got to work so many weeks of summer school.
I've never been at a job that was... I have had one union job in my life, and it was horrible. But I was never a part of a job where, like, anybody went on strike for anything. And to me, I think that if I have a problem with my employer, I'm going to address it with my employer. If they don't resolve it to my satisfaction, I have skills and confidence enough that I'm an employable dude. That I think that I would just bypass the whole striking thing.
Yeah, when I worked at the hospital, some of the nurses went on strike. And for whatever unsafe staffing ratios, it is not so much they wanted more money, but they just didn't want... It was just ridiculous, the staffing ratios. It really was unsafe. And the hospital rebutted that by saying, we have enough money and enough travel nurses. If every single person that works here goes on strike, we will pay travel nurses 3 times what we're paying you just to, you know, until you guys can't afford to not work anymore.
That's a big F you to the nurses.
Yeah.
It totally was.
That means they
could
pay you 3 times as much.
And they're not going to. But it worked.
Okay.
Wow. And they still, you know, they still did it, and no one went on strike. But
so this can
when
this
they
can...
raise the pay for government jobs, that makes the cost of living go up even further.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
I would hear that too. But the main point of, you know, the collective bargaining, et cetera, is translatable to a lot of the issues that libertarians have wherever they happen to be. Right, and that is the concept that there is strength in numbers. Right, you can't go on strike on your own because one person is easily replaceable.
Yeah.
Right, but if 50 people go like, "No, we're just not coming into work tomorrow,"
right,
until you come to the negotiation table with something better, then all of a sudden those people have to take notice.
Right,
and if they can afford to pay like traveling nurses 3 times as much, that's also a red flag to me because like, well. You're willing to pay a traveling nurse 3 times, but you're not willing to give me a bump in pay?
Yeah.
Like, screw you, too.
A lot
I'm
of
out
people
of there.
Quit.
Yeah. As they should.
As a strategy to enact government reform, if you will, or abolition, or reduction, at least, I would support what's known as a general strike. So not a strike specifically against my direct employer, but people of all employers just, hey, you know what? We're not going to work this week.
Whatever it takes.
For however long it takes until, you know, the government is no longer tyrannical or something along those lines. I would definitely support that. Jeff, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
Coming up, why did NORAD give the stand-down order?
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160.
And if Captain recognizes your number, he may just go on screen to
get. You never know what I'm going to do, man. I'm unpredictable. I am a wild card. You never know what's going to happen. I could just, like, and you'd never know. Whoa. Yeah, I know, right? Like,
man.
Whoa.
Did not expect that.
Profound.
You know? 603-283-6160. In the studio. It's me, Captain.
It's me, Nikki.
It's me, Reggie Rich.
We are here, and this is where we are. And this is where we'll be.
Whoa, that's deep.
I know, right? Wherever you go, that's where you're at.
What is, what isn't, isn't, man.
What it is, indeed.
Right on.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime? I know I do.
Yes.
Later this year, founder of this particular radio show, one of the two founders, Mark Edge.
And sender of unsolicited Seattle picks.
Sender of unsolicited Seattle picks, apparently. It will be speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague from October 21st through 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and it'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance, which offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount on tickets. And those can be claimed when you're checking out on their Eventbrite site using the promo code FTL20. That's Free Talk Live 20, FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com. You can follow the conference on Twitter at the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon and take advantage of the discount. If you want to buy your tickets with Bitcoin, you can just send them a Twitter direct message for instructions on how to do that. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20 for 20% off. This is in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. Say hello to Mark Edge while you're there. All right, I think we've talked enough about these teachers, unless y'all had, you know, final thoughts about Seattle teachers.
Let me clarify one thing, just ever so briefly then. I'm okay with collective bargaining. What I would stand against is government-enforced unionizing, right? Like, if you go on strike, management or the company or the owner should also have the right to fire you on the spot and replace you with,
absolutely,
you know, pay three times the rate for whomever. Right. Like, that is all fair. And I think a lot of it gets convoluted in the fact that most unions are backed by the government, and so people are anti-union when they're really just anti-government.
Have you seen the government sub-organizations that are also unionized?
Probably, but be more specific.
Well, the biggest one, the policemen's union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? There's a fireman's unit. There's like... I've seen...
And those are the ones that are a lot of times not allowed to strike.
Well, and they all have unions, right? If you deliver mail, there's like a post office union.
The postal workers union, right. Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, I saw once there was like a parks department union. Okay. I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
People who mow lawns and, you know, otherwise maintain, you know, the merry-go-round at your local park or whatever.
Well, and a lot of them, you have to, even if you're, you know, if you work that job, you have to be part of the union.
Right.
They essentially force you to join the union. It's like, I don't need this union. I don't want to pay you $5 or $30 or however much it is for my yearly fee.
Right.
And the government enforcement prevents you as an individual from negotiating with that company without going through the union.
Yeah.
So you can't even get the job, you know, without being a part of that organization.
Yeah.
And I'm against that, too, because non-voluntary.
So, if we were talking about the teachers, I think we should talk a little bit about some students.
Sure.
And this is out of Fox59.com. More than 100 students baptized.
What?
Without parents' permission.
That's weird.
At a North Carolina school.
That's weird.
It's okay. It's weird. It's absolutely weird.
Yeah.
But if you're not religious, who cares?
Okay, yeah, I actually
oh no, they dunked my kid and his head in some water.
But I think
like that's as far as it goes.
But it goes beyond that. So say if you have a different religion, that'd be pretty messed up. Or say if you just don't want your child to have that experience or have that indoctrination of those religious practices. I mean,
but they didn't really get baptized; just got dunked in some water.
But well, the cult difference? Ceremony aspect.
What's
of
the difference?
It, you know?
The way it's presented. Right. The only people that would be upset about getting baptized, right, is people that actually believe that the religion has some validity to begin with.
Well, it might just be people might be upset that their child is just witnessing this ceremony to begin
there
with.
There is some danger with...
Kind of like non-consensual.
There's some danger with dunking a kid underwater, right? Like, I mean,
sure.
Drowning is possible, and it doesn't take much to drown a person. Like, a teaspoon of water, you can drown on a person.
That's also not the headline, though. It wasn't, you know, school. Like, it wasn't school drowns 150
children.
Students in failed baptism. Like, that was...
I'm laughing at that headline.
Did you see... During COVID, there's a picture of a priest with a water gun squirting a baby.
Yes. Yes. From like, you know, 10 feet away or something. It's like
maintain
a super soaker,
distance.
Too. It's not just a little small, tiny squirt gun. It's like the big super soaker.
Semi-automatic.
Holy water might have COVID
holy
in
water
it.
Rifle.
The assault squirt gun. Illegal in five cities.
The Super Soaker 295.
Bless.
This out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, a North Carolina school apologized after baptizing more than 100 children without their parents' permission, according to the Fayetteville Observer.
And then went to confession and had their sins absolved.
Well, and this, yeah, there's a lot about this that bothers me, but it's mostly because of the religious overtones to it, right?
I mean,
or the situation.
And I don't even mind that a school is performing baptisms. That actually really doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is the fact that there wasn't even, like, a permission slip. Like, if your kid goes on a field trip, you have to sign off on it.
And then and send in a fee,
but
here's your $5, and I'll sign your permission slip. Or at least the kid has to forge their parents' signature, right, you know. Use the cash that grandma gave him at Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, but you can baptize them without any consent from the parents. It just doesn't...
If they were Jewish at home, getting dunked in the water doesn't automatically make them Catholic. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it just means they're not going to go to hell now.
Oh, okay. Lucky the school took advantage of that.
Yeah.
Northwood Temple Academy, a private Christian school in Fayetteville, posted on Facebook on Thursday, "I feel it in my bones. You're about to move. Today we had over 100 middle and high school students spontaneously declare their faith and get baptized today. We will have more pictures of these powerful moments posted over the next couple of days."
What if they offered extra credit for getting baptized? You don't need parents' credit. You don't need parents' permission to get extra credit.
Yeah, we'll learn more about this story, and we're going to learn more about some other things, too, aren't we, Richard?
Yes, from the declassified 9/11 truth report, what actually took down Flight 93?
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. We'll have more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. Ceremonies in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania remembered the 9/11 terrorist attacks from 2001. President Biden touted the killing of two al-Qaeda leaders during his speech at the Pentagon, vowing to disrupt terrorist activities wherever they exist. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh after a long, solemn procession on Sunday. King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla will be there on Monday. Ukrainian troops continue to press forward as the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant captures the most attention due to it being at the center of the fighting. The Zaporizhia plant has shut down its last operational reactor as a safety precaution. Barbarian topped the box office this weekend with $10 million. Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, Bullet Train, Top Gun Maverick, and DC League of Super Pets round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio so that you can join us and have a conversation, talk about whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. That number again, 603-283-6160. Operators are standing by. No, they're actually not. That's me. I'm the operator.
Well, you're standing by.
I'm sitting by.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm really just sitting.
Okay.
I'm also doing a show. But, you know, I'm near. I'm next to the phone. So, okay, sure. I'm standing by.
If you called, like, yeah, Captain will get to it eventually.
That's true. Even if I forget, I'll get to it eventually. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Like, I don't know if I want to go along
yeah,
with these shenanigans, but I feel like I must.
It's the Sunday night show. It's 3 hours of shenanigans.
Yeah.
Or we could just do that for the entire segment.
I mean, since we're halfway through the fourth hour already of tonight's show.
Yep.
And we're back.
And in the studio tonight, it's me, Captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
The telephone number is 603-283-61. I can't do this.
You know, I'm just going to leave.
Don't go.
It's okay. We got recordings if we're going, it's Nikki.
Right, just play that on loop. She's still here. But she's never left.
We are not afraid to make facsimiles of our hosts, so as evidenced by facsimile Mark, who's still hanging in the studio somewhere. Like,
yep, behind somewhere.
I can see him from my chair.
Yeah. What was funny is during the Porkfest, when we were doing the shows from up at Rogers Campground, I happened to, on my phone, just tune into the video while I was getting some dinner in town one day. And because we pre-record the show sort of a bit earlier in the day and then send it back here, and then Ian would process it and upload it in time for that show to be broadcast later that day, the video that accompanies those was just the same cameras that we have here over at video.freetalklive.com. But he had taped a facsimile of each of the hosts to the back of each of the chairs. So nice. There was facsimile, yeah, whomever were the hosts that day.
And it's, I was pretty
like,
great.
I was like, that's pretty funny. I
not
really
gonna lie,
that.
You know, a little annoyed that I didn't get one. But
aww. No. You didn't get one?
I don't think so. I might have.
Did you participate in any of the Free Talk or the Porkfest shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yes. So, well,
definitely Porkfest. Porkfest is a little crazy.
A little sketchy.
Yeah, a little sketchy. A little busy.
If you remember Porkfest.
What?
If you remember Porkfest, were you even at Porkfest?
Okay, fine. Since we're talking about it, you all can right. join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Porkfest. So Porkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the Forkfest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party.
And that's how you segue into a live read.
Yeah.
Much professional. Good captain.
A good friend of mine, a former coworker, and somebody who was my boss at some point, has this philosophy that, like, if for some reason you're just going about through your day and you, like, think of a friend or a family member or something, that, you know, send them a text or call them or, you know, just be like, you know, because maybe the universe is trying to tell you something, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's his philosophy on that. And so,
missed a big one of those a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I sure did. Did you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, okay. Like, he popped into my head, and then a couple of days later they went, oh, yeah, he killed himself yesterday.
No.
That sucks. Sorry about that.
Yep.
So anyway, you know, we were talking about that, and I was just like, okay, well, you know, we're already on it. Let's just go ahead and make it an ad. We were talking about these kids that had these students at a North Carolina Christian school who, well, more than 100 of them, were baptized without their parental consent. Their parents didn't give permission for this to occur.
Now that I know that it's a Christian school, I kind of don't feel... like, it's not as surprising to me anymore.
It's still underhanded, because not only Christians go to Christian school...
And it's still not right. It's not a correct thing to do by any means, but I'm just less surprised.
Why?
Because it's a Christian school.
I mean...
So if it was a regular public school,
yeah,
then it's like... there is no.
If it was a public
religion.
School, you'd be like, why are you baptizing kids? It's not something a public school is supposed to do.
That was my original shock.
But you should have the same question for a Christian school.
Right. Why? Yeah.
Why are you baptizing kids?
So, I understand why they're baptizing kids, because it is a Christian school, but just the consent part is what is still not sitting with me.
I went to Catholic school basically my entire educational tenure.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, every month or however long in between, there was like school attended mass.
Yeah.
And even the non-religious students or other religion students, like, they had to attend that function. Like, you were required to sit in those pews and go to mass with the rest of us, even if that wasn't your religion.
Right.
So just, you know, it comes with the territory, I guess, of putting your kid in a religious school not of your denomination.
Well, so let's hear a little more about the story because it gets more interesting. That morning, which the morning in which they got baptized, three students had their scheduled baptisms at the school as part of Spiritual Emphasis Week. The offer was then extended to other students who had not been scheduled.
So peer pressured.
More than 100 students in total were baptized. Renee McLamb, the head of the school, sent families a letter to explain. The Spirit of the Lord moved, and this is a quote from the letter. The Spirit of the Lord moved, and the invitation to accept the Lord and be baptized was given, and the students just began to respond to the presence of the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
They had the Holy Spirit already.
She really said that.
Nick Lamb said in the letter, which was obtained by The Observer. That's the name of the publication. The school says it typically notifies and invites parents to be present for any baptisms that happen on campus and, quote, it was not the intention of any faculty member to do anything behind a parent's back or in any kind of secret way. I do understand that parents would desire to be part of something so wonderful happening in their lives of the children. And so I apologize that we did not take that into consideration in that moment.
That is a remarkable spin.
I pray that at the end of the day, we will all rejoice because God truly did work in the lives of our students.
And also, so obviously they did spin that because that's...
Sorry we didn't invite you.
It's clearly not why the parents were upset, right? But... to kind of go off of what they're saying, it is a big deal when you can get baptized. You know, like, for religious people, that's a really big deal for them. So.
Hey, let's go to Steve Classic calling from Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain, thank you very much. Nikki, Rich, great to hear your voice tonight. 9/11, never forget. Buildings 1 and 2, but forget Building 7. I'm actually not in Connecticut. I'm in Florida, leaving Mar-a-Lago. I've got some documents here with me. I know Ricky was talking about Flight 93.
Yeah, hey, can you hang on? Because we would love to hear about these documents. Can you hang on?
But I gotta talk to you about these documents.
Okay, we'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. More with Steve Classic and the secret documents he has coming up. This is...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich E. Rich.
Emphasis on the E.
E.
Is that the letter E or like the word E? Right? Like
it's the letter, but it's a letter with a decimal point, or you know, the period. Okay.
What does it stand for?
Yes.
ESS.
ESS.
What?
No, just ES, and then the word S.
So it's pronounced S.
Yeah.
So Rich S. Rich.
It's Spanish for is.
But is it pronounced S?
Yeah.
Oh. So rich is rich.
That's it.
Does that mean wealthy is wealthy?
However you want to take it.
Or does that mean you are you?
It's a name, a sentence, and an affirmation all in one.
Oh, cool.
Damn it. I thought my titles were like...
I consolidated.
You've done something similar but different. Yours is meta, where mine is literal, or like linear at least.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
It's much more efficient this way.
Interesting. So we've been talking about, we do actually have more to say about the 9/11 truth reports, the redacted ones. They have been declassified, and there's been some interesting tidbits, and we'll get to more of that tonight on Free Talk Live. But we've been talking about this baptism of more than 100 students without permission from the parents.
But they offered it. They offered it to the students. They said, hey... Your classmates here got dunked underwater. Who else wants to go first?
Their excuse for doing this was, we were so moved by the Spirit of the Lord that we decided to baptize 100 kids without permission.
When in doubt, blame the Lord.
Like, that's literally what they did. They issued an apology, and they're like, we didn't intend to do anything like without your permission, but we were just so moved by the Lord in the moment.
Not only that, the apologies was, we're sorry we didn't invite you.
Not that we did it,
yeah.
But that it was so it's an important life event, yeah. And you weren't invited.
Well, because them, I mean, that's one of the most important things. If you're not baptized, you know, you're going to the bad place.
Which is also weird, because I'm pretty sure I was baptized as a baby,
yeah.
Right? Because the belief system is like, not just the bad place, but limbo. Like, if you're not baptized, you go nowhere. So you got to get baptized early. So what's taking them so long?
Well, there's a lot of born-again Christians, right? So some people who didn't grow up that way, and then as an adult, they find the Lord, and they get moved by the Spirit of the Lord.
He was behind the couch the whole time.
But all these...
found the Lord.
Under the couch cushion, right next to the penny I was looking for.
All these unbaptized kids, what happens if there's a school shooting? Where are they going to end up?
Limbo.
Limbo, exactly. So you got to baptize them in preparation for what's to come.
Yep.
The person in charge of the school, whose name is Mick Lamb, sounds like a fake ID. No, okay. Sounds like a new sandwich. Sounds like a new sandwich made out of lamb at McDonald's, right? Like the McRib.
Oh, the McRib.
Now it's the McLamb.
That's my favorite.
It's spelled McLamb, right? Okay. Capital L, right? Mick Lamb told the paper that the school should have given students a chance to contact parents and ask permission. Quote, "We were not expecting such an overwhelming response to the message that was spoken, but as a mother, I certainly can empathize with why some parents were upset," she said. McLamb said that most of the parents that contacted her were glad, but some were unhappy with the move.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were glad, why wouldn't they have their kids baptized in the first place?
Why would they have contacted you if they were glad?
Yeah, there's that, this. Too. Yeah.
We had a plan for the summer, but you know, I'd get taken care of right away.
Some of the children had already been baptized, and at least one family was concerned that a second baptism could undo the first.
Is that how that works?
It's not how that works.
Okay.
Do two baptisms cancel each other?
Is that the easiest way to get divorced? Just, like, renew your vows?
Right.
No, just marry another person, and then you're... wait, no. Marry the same person, and then you're divorced.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that's basically the renewal of vows.
Oh. It's like the TV when it's being all staticky and you give it a nice slap to the side.
The Fonzie.
That's what it's like. Yeah, yeah. The Fonzie.
Sorry, I'm old.
That works on spouses?
No, children.
Oh, okay. If you do it to spouses, it's called a tune-up.
Oh, okay.
So I've been told.
Understood.
That's really all the article I had to say.
Okay.
So, students baptized without permission.
The overwhelming... number of people just jumped in. Like, they were expecting, like, oh, three people got baptized. Maybe two or three more will just want to go. And then 100 people lined up, like, me next. It's a hot day in North Carolina.
Right, yeah, they're like, I thought this was a swimming pool.
Anything to cool off.
I don't know who Candace Owens is.
Oh.
She's a Fox News lady. She does the Daily Wire.
Okay.
African-American female conservative. Is kind of her claim to fame.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about, we talked about the teachers, we talked about some kids. Well, let's talk about Candace Owens, 32.
Why not?
Says Tennessee hospital threatened to call child services and stopped her from leaving until her newborn underwent unnecessary blood tests as she accuses hospital mafia of inflating her insurance bill.
This is standard practice in the hospitals, by the way.
What is?
Drawing blood and then threatening to call Child Protective Services when parents try to deny it.
Why is that standard practice?
No, ask them. It shouldn't be, but it is.
To inflate the insurance bill.
Yeah, there you go.
It sounds improper.
It is.
It sounds very much like strong-arming.
It's one of the reasons to go to a midwife who does midwifery or a doula or something to avoid that situation entirely, if at all possible.
Wait. A midwife and a doula combined would be a midwifula?
That's my new official title.
Midwifula?
Okay.
A wifula?
When it shows up on your business card, let me know. When you're ready for that level of commitment for your title.
Wifula.com. W-I-F-U-L-A. Wifula.
Midula.
The bullet points here are Candace Owens slammed staff at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville, I assume verbally. While recounting 24 hours of torture, it would be funnier if she actually went around like violently beating people. You know, she slammed the staff.
That would have been a better headline.
From
from the freedom and liberty perspective, right? If you can't, if you have to go to the hospital, it's very difficult to get out of there without signing up government documents and getting them a birth certificate and all the other stuff.
Yes.
Because they just force it upon you.
Yes.
And again, make threats if you try to.
It's like, and it's just standard practice, right? So if you, some of the things, like they put antibiotics in the eyes, they do vaccinations, they automatically do the birth certificate.
Right.
Those things, as a parent, you are not given an option. Hey, do you want to do this?
Right.
No, they do it automatically. Right. You have to go out of your way to say, I do not want you to do this.
Yeah, you have to know that you can say no, and then you also have to assert yourself in a very stern fashion.
And sometimes they do it before you even get a chance to. So if you didn't want to vaccinate your kid, too bad. You can't undo that.
There was a story within the Liberty community. I forget who it was. I might have heard it on like Declare Your Independence with Ernie Hancock.
Yeah.
Or something like, but someone was planning to not go to the hospital. There were complications. They ended up at the hospital, but were successful in getting out with all of those things.
Yep, and you can. You just have to be knowledgeable or have somebody there to support you. But you really do need to advocate for yourself, which isn't always easy when, you know, imagine being a woman. You just gave birth. Maybe you're on drugs, whatever the situation is. And now you have to defend yourself and advocate. I mean, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for some people.
That was part of the story, was like the over and over and over again, like, no, we're not consenting. We're not complying.
Yeah.
Stop trying to force this on us. We're leaving here with our child. You're not going to do anything about it. We're not signing any forms. Thank you for the service. Yeah. You know, we'll pay the bill.
Basically. And then once you threaten to call CPS on some parents, I mean, that's terrifying. The thought of losing your child is horrifying, and in states like Massachusetts, they don't have to give a reason to take away your child. They have, I believe, 48 hours to come up with a reason of why they took your child.
Right, they can just take it.
I might be on the outlier on this, right, but to me, that's an overt act of aggression and should be dealt with accordingly.
I
agree.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
To me, like, if it were my kid, I'd be like, oh, hell no, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
That's not how it works, Ben.
Oh, hell no, and you're not going to threaten anybody else.
Yeah.
Because you're done.
The supposed mistreatment, Owens said, started after she declined antibiotics and contraction-inducing drugs while going into labor. So she denied the drugs. She went into labor. She said, no, I don't want these drugs to, you know, I'll have the contractions. It's fine. It's a natural part of, you know. And then she also declined antibiotics. So we could talk more about this, of course. There's more to this story here, and there's also more.
Coming up from the 9/11 Truth Report, what did Israel really know, and how were they involved?
Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.